Well, some Australian politicians are calling Twitter's decision to permanently suspend US President Donald Trump's account a case of censorship. Twitter, as well as Facebook, have both booted the president from their platforms after 4 years of often inflammatory presidential posts and last week's violent storming of the US Capitol. The acting Prime Minister Michael McCormack has also today refused to be drawn on Donald Trump's role in inciting the siege mob last week. Political reporter Stephanie Dalzell has been monitoring events for us.
Well, coalition MPs like Michael McCormack have expressed concern about how self-regulation by social media giants could potentially limit freedom of speech. Major tech platforms like Facebook and Twitter banned Donald Trump from using their platforms last week after he posted messages the company said could encourage violence following that riot by a mob of his supporters at the US Capitol. Now, many commentators say Facebook and Twitter should have stepped in earlier, and they allowed Donald Trump to peddle conspiracy theories long before the riots. But Michael McCormack, who is acting as Prime Minister this week while Scott Morrison is on leave, says there needs to be consistency when it comes to suspending accounts or taking down questionable material.
I say to the owners of Twitter, if you're going to take down the comments of who is still the American president, you need to think also about the photo, the doctored photo, the doctored image that shows a soldier, supposedly an Australian digger, with a child in his arms about to do harm to that child. Now, that has not been taken down, and that is wrong.
Now, Michael McCormack's view has been backed by other coalition MPs like Josh Frydenberg. He even channeled Voltaire today, saying he might not agree with what people say, but he'll defend their right to post it.
Well, depends on what you're defending, I suppose. And there is a huge debate here now to be had, isn't there? Particularly now that somebody as prominent as Trump has been taken down. Now, what about on the Labor side in this country, Steph? What is Labor saying?
So the opposition's stance is that Twitter's move doesn't stifle free speech, but it instead protects freedom. Some within Labor have also been very critical of coalition backbenchers George Christensen and Craig Kelly. They've posted on social media about the use of hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19, and they've also criticised Facebook for applying a warning label to a Donald Trump video where he falsely claimed the election was fraudulent and that the US Capitol rioters were very nice people. Now, Jim Chalmers was very strong on this today. Take a listen.
The Prime Minister and the Treasurer and others are content to just sit by and let these dangerous views be espoused. I think every day that the Prime Minister lets this goes on is further proof that the crackpots are in charge in Scott Morrison's LNP.
Now, Belinda Barnett, a senior lecturer of communications at Swinburne University of Technology, also disagrees with those claims by coalition MPs that this move by Twitter curtails freedom of speech. She says Donald Trump has been inciting violence and spreading conspiracy theories for 4 years.
The companies are protecting themselves here. They don't want to be liable in case Trump does incite more violence. They don't want to be liable for what they've published. And they want to protect themselves from the backlash, the public backlash against this violence and against particularly right-wing commentary that kind of promotes the violence and glorifies it.
Belinda Barnett there from Swinburne University. So, Steph, there's also some criticism for Michael McCormack today from Labor because he linked the Capitol siege to the Black Lives Matter protests, which were very, very different events. What's the view?
Yes, some very strong criticism today after Michael McCormack described the US Capitol siege as unfortunate, and then he linked it to the Black Lives Matter protests. And they were, of course, sparked by the killing of black man George Floyd. He died as a police officer knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Now, Michael McCormack says both events are similar, but as you pointed out, many activists, even the president-elect Joe Biden, have said there's a distinct difference between the two events. And many political commentators, particularly in the US, have said the events are a reminder of the gross disparities in how black and white people are treated by authorities. Now, Labor has criticised this comparison, saying the views are dangerous and disappointing. And Linda, it's also worth noting that Michael McCormack largely refused to be drawn on Donald Trump's role in inciting the mob that stormed the US Capitol building. Labor's been much more direct in its response, with Anthony Albanese saying there's no doubt the words and actions of Donald Trump encouraged the riots.
Our political reporter, Stephanie Dalzell.